many more.
11 minutes before 7, the Grease Man here. Okay, let's get back into the... Oh, wait a minute. Whoa. Whoa. I just got a... One of those reincarnation flashes. You don't believe in reincarnation, do you? You laugh at me. You laugh. You think I'm crazy. Well, I believe. I believe that there was a time in my life when I wore cheap suits and chain-smoked Chesterfields. When I carried a big 45 auto under my left armpit. When everybody knew me as Big Dick Brannigan, Private Eye. Job was too sleazy. No money was too dirty. A big day, Brannigan. Yeah, I was sitting in my office. I called my receptionist, Miss Hodgkiss. I said, "Are there any messages?" She said, "There never are any messages, for crying out loud. We haven't had a case for 6 months, and every day you ask me if there's any mess." I said, "All right, all right, all right, all right. Don't get your mouths in an uproar." Just then the phone rang. I couldn't believe it. I picked it up. I said, "Hello?" It was a voice that said, "Brannigan, we have your wife. I'm going to cut off one of her fingers for every day you don't send me $10,000 in unmarked bills." Well, as we were going through a rather brutal divorce at the time, I said, "Hey, I'll call you back in a couple of weeks." I said, "Come on, Miss Hodgkiss, let's get some lunch." So we walked down the stairs. I let her go first so I could watch the sway of her rather ample bosom. We got into my car and we drove off when suddenly, out of nowhere, a brick came through the window. It hit her in the chest, breaking two of her ribs and one of my fingers. It was Bugsy Moran and the gang. They were after me for turning state's evidence against the bunco rap they'd been involved in. I took off a running. They were hot on my trail. Pull them out, pull them down. I heard the bullets zinging as I pounded back up my office steps. I looked around inside my office. There was nowhere to hide. I moved my desk in front of the door and I stepped out onto the window ledge just as they came splintering in. I started inching around the ledge. They started inching out after me. We started sliding through all the pigeon guano. I knew I had only one chance. There were pigeons all over the place going... So I reached down, I grabbed 5 pigeons in one hand by the legs, 5 pigeons in the other hand by the legs, and I flew off. I just jumped and I hung onto those pigeon legs for all I was worth, and they were flapping their wings. Hey, and while they couldn't hold me up, they slowed my descent, and we went cruising along about 30 feet off the ground. The Bugsy Moran gang went pounding back down the stairs again, and they were just kind of walking along underneath me, just wanting to break my legs, but they couldn't because I was hanging from those pigeon legs. Finally, one of Bugsy's torpedoes said, "Boss, we better get out of here. Looks like he's fixing to take revenge." He said, "What do you mean take revenge? Both his hands are full, hanging on to them pigeon legs." But the torpedo said, "Yeah, boss, but look at him. He's hovering over us, shaking his left leg."